Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started.
Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Welcome back, family. I'm the oldest child right now, but you can call me Nell.
Welcome back, family. I'm the youngest daughter, Jasmine, but you can call me Dad.
That's a young rap. Family, I want to start off with some contact information. On ways that you can contact us. Our Instagram is FHBCP _. Our email is familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And we do have a Family Healing Breaking Cycles podcast page. That's all one word. Also, you can leave us a review in your app. There's several ways that you can contact us. We're on most platforms. There are some platforms that are just for you to go on to just to leave comments about your favorite podcast or to find ways to communicate with them. So most digital platforms we appear on. Or if not, then, you know, those are some of the ways that you could contact us. Also, I wanted to also give some information about the Journey Journals that are an extension of the brand of the podcast, which are beginner prompted journals, you know, to help you heal or help you learn how to forgive and to help you find peace. So those journals are available on Amazon. And if you just look up My Healing Journal, My Forgiveness Journal by Tamika Plummer, CLC, and they should just pop up. So let's get into it. We're going to take a little different spin. I mean, not really. Not for us. But, you know, it's more of a, like a spiritual spin that I'm going to put on things. You know, I had never made it a secret, you know, that I'm a religious, spiritual person. I deem myself to be a Christian person, but this can apply to all ways and walks of life, depending on where you are in your spiritual journey. I would hope that you're on a journey to, you know, loving God and serving Him and all those type of things. But if you're not, and everybody isn't, it still can apply to you in some kind of way. So, lessons in the season. Now, we had prior episodes about the season of singleness. I can't remember the other ones. There were different ones about different seasons that you could be in. That was just the first one that, you know, popped into my head. Because when you think about it, we all go through different seasons in our life, but the The thing is, if you don't recognize when you're in the season, if you don't recognize when change is coming, or if you're not paying attention to the different things that are going on in your life, and, you know, God is trying to get your attention, you're going to miss blessings and you're going to miss lessons. Now, is the road perfect? No. Is it an easy task? No. None of it. I've never used the word easy about any of this healing or anything. Nothing is easy. You have to do work. See, people think, I prayed for something, so it's going to come. Or, you know, they want some kind of miracle. Or, you know, if it's a bad situation, everybody's ready to drop to their knees. Like, that's just the common thing. Everybody wants to drop to their knees and pray when something is bad. But the thing is, it doesn't just come how you think it's going to come. It's not going to just come when you want it to come. It's like a call to action. You have to do work too. It's not about you praying for something and thinking, okay, I pray for that. Oh, let me sit here and wait. It's just going to fall. No. Like, you have to do work too. You're given the tools to be able to discern things, to be able to understand what this season is and what the lesson in this and what the lesson in it is. Now, a lot of people fall short because they're not paying attention to the lesson. They pray for something, they ask for something, but they're not paying attention to the signs that are given for you to get to that part that you're praying for or you're praying about, whatever it is. If you need a job and you're looking for a job, if you're praying for your marriage, if you're praying for your children, if you're praying for your relationship, there's a call to action for everything. It's not just going to appear. There's some work that you have to do. And sometimes the work might be just as simple as sitting still and paying attention. Sometimes the work might be as simple as paying attention to your surroundings and understanding, you know, things around you, people, places, and things. Think, you know, God talks to people in different ways. Some people say they hear his voice. That might be for that person. Some people he talks to through people, places, and things, meaning if I pray for something today, because he doesn't talk to me that way, now I have to pay attention to people, places, and things. So if I prayed about a job, whatever. I'm just picking that because everybody praying about that right now. You're praying about a job, but you watching a TV show and there was a woman on there that was praying about a job and she got the job the next day. Okay, that's one sign. Then you driving along and something comes on the radio about a job fair and they say, you come, we hiring on the spot, blah, 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 whatever. That's another sign. Or maybe you run across somebody and say, you know what? I just start working at this hotel and they hiring. You know, I know the hiring manager. It might be a friend of you or somebody you used to work with. You give me information, give me an application, and, you know, I can get you in. So that's like another sign. So you have to pay attention to the signs. But your heart has to be open and you have to be diligent about it. Like, you have to be patient. And you have to wait because people think that it's supposed to happen now. We're in the culture of impatience. It just doesn't work that way. I think if everybody understand that you have to be patient. I never understood that until I started paying attention to the lesson and the blessing. I started paying attention to the people, places, and things. And I just wanted different for my life. I was one of those people that I just described. But once I turned it around and said, okay, come, and it always takes some tragic thing, whatever the tragic thing is, losing a job, going broke, you know, car being repossessed, getting kicked out, whatever the tragic thing is, that it always takes that to make you like, I'm sick, I'm done. Like, you can't save money, you live in check to check, whatever the case is, it is always something to get you to a point, okay, it wasn't working before, I gotta try something new. And you just have to understand the patience of it. And I never understood the patience of it. I was one of those people that thought, okay, if I pray for this, okay, when it's supposed to happen? Like, I've been waiting for 2 weeks now. Man, I found out that patience can mean years. I actually found out that patience can mean years. And once I experienced that, I said, oh, that's what it is. You really have to be patient and obedient in the season. You have to find a way to figure out what your steps are and what your purpose is. You have to find a way to figure out how God is speaking to you and what he wants you to do. And it is a call to action. If he says move, you better move. Now somebody will say to me, well, how am I supposed to know? How am I supposed to know when he's talking to me? How am I supposed to know when he's telling me something? You will know. I can't really explain it. When I've changed seasons 3 times in my life. And that just means like, this, you know, this is what it is, a patient thing. So 3 times in my life. One time when it happened, I think I was asleep and I might have woke up and I was just like hysterical, like just hysterical. I didn't know what it was, overcome with emotion. And then I just had this urge to just start writing. And that's how I birthed this podcast. That was furthest from whatever. I know the story that I give about healing my family, which is true. But at the end of the day, it wasn't just like all like my idea. So I just start writing. Just writing, pouring. That was one time. Then another time, I think, and then once you more accept into it and your heart is open and your soul is open, it comes more natural for you to understand when you're being called to action. So I think the second time was I understood exactly what it was, because it's years later. I'm walking my steps. I'm being obedient, whatever obedient means to you or a person. And all of a sudden, I saw the signs. What I was in a situation that I prayed about, and then next thing you know, here come these signs. And it can be anything. It can be if you go on TikTok and you, soon as your FYP come on, and somebody talking about what you prayed about. You can go on YouTube and all of a sudden, oh, what's this? Let me click on there. And it's what you just prayed about. Go ahead.
Or you can go to the church.
I'm glad you brought that up. And that can be the way that, you know, that's true though. But then I also would think sometimes, and I'm just being biased just because that's who I am as a person. Not that it's not what it is, but I used to think like when they do that, and they're preachers and they do sermons and all that kind of stuff, whatever they ever preach about, whatever the sermon is ever about, there's always going to be somebody going through that. Because the type of world we living in. So I always thought that way, like, but I've been in sermons and I'm staring like, are you talking to me? I'm looking around like, that's the same doggone thing I was just before I came in here.
And it's just so ironic that when you go there, it's like he's preaching about that action
thing.
Yeah,
that you was thinking about or praying about. So right. That's the thing. And then when they say like, I don't know who this is for, but it's for somebody. But those are the authentic preachers. Mm-hmm. The ones that aren't in it for the money and they still have like old fashioned values. Yeah. But I mean, the bigger ones do too, because mm-hmm. I follow some of the bigger ones, but not all of them. Yeah, you got to have a connection with the person that's giving the word. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody. Some of them you can tell you don't get no connection, you get irritated, so you know that's a demon that's irritating your spirit. Mm-hmm. Like I've seen preachers, I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you too, huh? And they just irritated me, so that just told me right there. But this is what happened when I changed seasons. So that just tells you that it doesn't come just like that. It was either two or three times, but I distinctly remember the 2 times. So at my age now, and it only happened twice, but it happened twice in the span of when I was on a healing journey. So it wasn't like it happened when I was a child or a teenager, that happened when I was grown. No, in my grown adult years, but in my path of healing. So I would say in a span of maybe 8 years, season changed twice and my life changed twice. So doing this episode because it's real. And again, if you are given steps to walk into, you got to walk into them. So I was told to do this, so I'm doing it. But it's because I'm, you know, obedient, my heart is open and all of that. Not to get preachy and anything like that, but I'm giving it because I want to give it.
I would say for all those that's listening, never give up. Always have faith.
And that's another thing. Man, faith. I never knew nothing about none of that. Nothing about faith, nothing about trust, nothing about patience. I was one of those people that thought that patience and faith meant, okay, I prayed today. All right, it's Tuesday. Like, what? Honestly, I never understood what any of it meant until I decided to change and be different. Now I understand that faith, like the faith of a mustard seed, if you have it that small, the magnitude of what your blessing would be. It is true. It, let me explain it. People might not understand what faith is. Okay, I have faith in the fact that you my husband and you're not going to cheat on me. I have faith in that. And that's what it is in our marriage, whatever the case is. But I'm talking about the faith to where I know for a fact that God is going to provide. And I walk this earth knowing that. I'm confident in it. I'm acting as if he done provided already. That's it. I'm just walking. It's going to happen. Like, that's the only way that I can explain it. And it's hard to be that person. That's why with the ye of little faith and all that kind of stuff, where that came from. If you're not that person, you're not going to get it or understand. It's not easy to be the type of person. Some people live in the now. Some people live in future and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, how can I walk around as if my rent is already paid when I don't know how I'm going to pay it? How can I walk around like, it's cool. I'm just keep on going to work every day, keep on doing what I'm doing, knowing that I'm short and it's due next week. And there's no overtime at work. There's no extra anything. How am I supposed to walk around as if it's going to happen? How am I supposed to walk around as to, how am I going to pay for my medicine knowing I paid rent, I bought school uniforms, I bought food, but now I still had this big copay for my medicine? How can I walk around just knowing my medicine? I'm telling you, if you just have a little bit of faith and you in the patience part, that's the hard part. Because depending on your situation, how open your heart is and who you are in your steps and how obedient you are, your patience might have to be a little bit longer. Now, for me, my patience became shorter the more I learned, the more I discerned, the more faith I had, the more patience I had, the more trust. Then my patience became shorter the more obedient I was. Then my patience became shorter because my blessings came quicker. Get it? So they came quicker, so I didn't have to wait as long. But that didn't happen until I start learning and discerning and understanding what this whole thing was about. I'm giving it, and that's that. Sometimes it's a call to action. This was a call to action. It is what it is. I'm being real with you right now. I was told to give it, so I'm giving it.
Yeah, one thing about me, I can say that I have a lot of patience. A lot of patience. Yeah, even with the jobs I worked at or whatever, I always had a lot of patience. And I know where, of course, like, a lot of people where they're at now, they don't want to be, you know, they look better. They want better for themselves. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I know my time will come someday. I'm not where I want to be. No. But I know my time will come and I'm patient.
So are you strong in your patience? Like are you living it like I know this, you know, like you got that armor on and you like, it is what it is. It's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, not saying sometimes I don't think like, dang, it ain't here yet. Like,
right. Know? Yeah, because we're not perfect people. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like even down to like, if I go to the gym one day and the next day I'm expecting to lose at least 10 pounds. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like that.
Right.
But it's like, I really, you know.
It's like you didn't gain the 10 pounds overnight, so what make you think you're going to lose it overnight? Like, that's when I was on, like, a weight loss journey. It took a long time for me to learn that. You know why? Because instead of walking in my own steps and having my own faith and patience, I'm looking at everybody else who trying to make me think that it can happen overnight if I do this and if I do that. But when I start walking in my own steps and having my own patience and faith, I'm like, you didn't gain that weight. overnight. That was four kids and eating bad and 20 years of it.
For sure.
So what make you think at any point that it's not going to take you to work hard to get it off? Whatever, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying that my thought, like, that's the thought process of some people. They might feel like, because somebody said they could, you take these gummies, you do this, you do that. And for them, it might have worked. Everybody's body mass and content is different. But I get the, but you can't just believe and see and believe everything that you see on social media or whatever the case is. It's just not the case. But I was one of those people with, it was somebody popular and they said, do XYZ and you'll lose 20 pounds in a month. I was one of those people that believed it, not knowing that I'm totally different. My body is different. My health condition is different. My skin is different. My everything about me is different from the person that told me that that was going to happen.
Yeah, that's how I've been. But like you said, it's just like patience for sure. And you got to know that you got to manifest. You know, you got to know what you want, and you know your time going to come. It might not be now, it might not be next week, it might not be next month, but even like you said, it takes years.
And you got to walk, but you have to, see, but this is the thing, though, this is the part. In the season of patience and in the season of waiting, you have to understand that you still have to discern things. You still have to be obedient in it. You can't be in this season of waiting and just figuring you're just going to do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You have to be doing something to better yourself. It's a call to action. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I needed to say that, because I think that's really what people think. And I'm trying to tell you, it's not that. Right. It's not that. Like, you really have to be patient. It's like in his time, in his timing. Mm-hmm. And I am a witness and a testimony to, yes, in his timing. I was just speaking to someone and I was like, yo, this is crazy. I was like, okay, everybody knows me by now, my story and all that, not going to get into all that. So, okay, when you're younger, you're going through a traumatic event or whatever the case is, and then it's traumatic event after traumatic event after traumatic event or whatever. And I can't remember if I thought, why me or whatever. I don't remember any of that. Maybe when I was a teenager or 20s or something, I probably started thinking like, well, why is this happening to me? I can't even remember. But what I'm saying is, fast forward to now. Fast forward to now, if you look at the situation and everything that I've been through, I've been kept. And I was patient. Was I obedient? It is what it is. But if you fast forward to now, like most people that aren't there yet mentally, whatever the case is, now, fast forward to now, at the age that I'm now, from a child and all the traumatic events, but not until now where I have decided to open up my heart, open up my mind and my soul to be obedient, to be in a lesson, to understand what's going on so things can get better. And that's most people. Most people don't understand the work and what they're supposed to do. So you're talking 40 plus years of me just not know, like most people just don't know certain things. I was, you know, grew up in the church and all that kind of stuff meant nothing, because by the time I was old enough to say I ain't going no more, I stopped going. By the time I was old enough to start doing what I want to do is exactly what I did. It took till now, this span of 10 years of this journey, for me to get it. I was kept, because I could be on drugs, an alcoholic, I could have been a prostitute, I could be dead. My kid could have got my kids taken from me. All kinds of things. So there's, it's a reason. I've been through so many different steps. Poverty. Whatever, you know, like whatever the case is. So you fast forward till now. And now as I'm seeing and paying attention, that's patience. That's steps. That is because even if I would be 50 something, 60 something, still going through maybe the same types of things, because I didn't decide to receive what has been happening in my life. meaning going on a journey, trying to heal, or trying to do different things. Suppose I didn't do any of this, and it's just, it is what it is. I'd be 50, 60 years old going through the same thing. Because God is like, okay, you don't get it. You ain't see nothing yet. You're not paying attention. I've been doing my part. You not receiving it. You not paying attention to it. But I've been doing my part. I've been waiting for you to figure it out. That's, and unbeknownst to me, that's a long years, 40 plus years. But once I got to that step where it was time for me to figure things out and walk in my steps and realize everything, now you're talking about a span of maybe 3 to 4 years to where things have changed. Doors have opened. Blessings have come. Things are different. I'm sitting here giving this because I was told to give it. I would never listen to that before, but I look, come on, like, what is this? Like, people will say, I should have listened to my first mind. I should have listened to my gut. That is not your first mind and your gut. That's God talking to you. And what happened every time you didn't listen? Something bad happened. I'm no longer doing that anymore. If I'm told to do something, I'm doing it. But no, I can't describe my relationship and how I hear and how he speaks to me. And that's your relationship or how you hear. And I know some people that say they hear his voice clearly. I know a few people like that. That's just how he talks to them. He don't talk to me like that. He talks to me through people, places, and things. But the more I open up and I understand and all patience, knowledge, wisdom, discernment, all that kind of stuff, the clearer people, places, and things are, if that makes sense. The clearer it is. It was foggy before. Now it's clear. So when I see something or I'm told to do something, call to action for that next door to open, I'm moving.
Yeah. That's why it's like that's what you gotta do. For sure.
Sitting here thinking about, you know.
I know that's
things
right.
I was gonna say, you know.
That's right. I told you. That's why I said, uh-oh. Been. When I first saw this, I was like, uh-oh. Because I knew it already.
Been there, done
but
this.
That's why when she jumped in, I'm like, just jump in.
I think my life didn't change. Like, 1, 2, 3, about 3-4 times now, you know?
Like, lessons in the season? Lessons. Like, season changes? Did you feel them? You knew what was going on?
Well, no, it's the same thing like y'all was saying. Like, it's one of those. You don't know what's going on and whatever it is, you don't know the reason why until whenever it happens. Then you can look back like, oh, okay.
Right.
I get it kind of thing. So it's like, especially, you know, all the seasons I have been through. And of course, I know the seasons now, like, you know, thinking before I didn't know the process of what seasons is
my right, right,
going,
right.
Why am I going through this? What right, did I right. do? I didn't do nothing wrong. I thought right. I was a good guy.
Right.
But, you know, now this podcast and stuff, and you come up with these words and topics and stuff, and it's like, oh, you know what? Maybe that's all I was going through.
Because me and you talked about it too, I think not too long ago when I was, I can't remember what happened. And I said, you know, your testimony and, you know, your weird, not where you're stuck at, but where your testimony begins. And the one you talk about is how young you were taking care of everybody. And I think, I can't remember what we were talking about. It might have been because, you know, once you got custody of the kids and they older and everything you have to do around taking care of them. So, you know, mainly you're the sole provider. And I said, do you see why everything that you went through was to strengthen you because your path was already laid out because mm-hmm. this was going to happen and you had to be strong about it. Because you could have been one of those men ain't having it. No, like, it's not a man's job, that's the woman, whatever, but you just took it gracefully, and you did what you felt like that you had to do as a man and as a father.
I totally, and I will always go back to, like, no matter how old I am, that time in my life,
right,
is like the foundation,
mm-hmm,
of...
So that's a good word, that's where it all started. Now, yeah, okay.
Which is, you know, why I always... try to push my kids to in a sense be the same way. I mean, they not doing what I did or nothing like that, but still try to give them that foundation young, because they, you know, go out in this world and then don't know nothing,
right?
And it's like, you know, what's the need of sheltering them? I mean, you don't want nothing bad to happen, but stuff gotta happen in a sense to...
Like, you kind of got to fall.
Yeah.
You kind of got to fall. Like, I never raised y'all. You know, it is what it is. And I'm still like that, you know, with your brother. He's the youngest, but I'm still like that. I always wanted y'all to feel what it felt like to fall and to get back up. I can't cushion everything because I'm not going to be out there all the time. I always let y'all fall and let you see exactly what it felt like to fall meaning life or whatever, and then what it feels like to get back up. Yes, I'm here to support, but I'm not breaking your fall all the time. Like, I just, like, that's just not the way that I had decided to parent. No.
My personal opinion, that's the best way to parent. I don't, you know, generational stuff is different and all that stuff, and people choose not to parent that way. They want to shelter their kids more than anything.
And I get it with the world out here today, but it's still,
everybody, you know, and now, you know, when, like I said, you know, as far as this podcast, and then you start to learn about, you know, what your seasons are and why did this happen, and you can look back years ago when stuff happened, then you can think about, like, well, maybe that happened for me to be where I'm at today. And I can look back multiple times. At the time, it's like, dang, you know, you might not get out of what you in at that moment. It's over with.
But do you see what I'm trying to get to? Do you see the length of time span that what the patience was?
Yeah.
That is not, it wasn't an overnight thing.
Absolutely not. We're talking probably 10 years.
Yes.
Think about of being patient and not, you know, I know, like, before... Let's just say if I lost some money. Before, it was like, just say if I bought tickets to something and something happened, I couldn't go. I'll be pissed because I lost that money.
Right.
Like, damn, I done spent $400 and we couldn't. And now it's like, well, the money already gone.
Right.
It's going now. I spent it 2 weeks ago.
Right. Like, what you going to do about it?
There's nothing you could do about it anymore because the money is gone.
Right.
Which I have learned to do a while ago. But before, it was like, I was so uptight about it. I was like, well, money going down, I'm going to be mad for what? Because
it was not going coming 3 weeks
ago. It ain't coming back.
Right.
Well, I could make it back, but it ain't, that money ain't coming back.
Right.
And it's like, why, you know, dwell on stuff like that that really don't even matter no more.
So, I'm going to ask you a question. So, like, you always bring up certain things you never thought about or whatever till this podcast. So, I didn't raise y'all, like, as, like, you know, spiritual or whatever in church or anything like that, even though I did. It's just whatever that process of my life was at the time. So, now that you're healing... Now that we talk more about, like, God and, you know, like, all this kind of stuff, and you listen and your heart is open and you're understanding, do you see any shifts in blessings versus before to now? Because, you know, this really here, you've been grown as to when I have started, like, feeding spirituality and God and all that kind of stuff and blessings and stuff. But in that time frame, have you noticed any shifts in blessings now that you're open to understanding what I'm trying to say and what this, who God really is and what he provides?
I have. And the way I look at it now is the times I was going through certain things, it felt like I wasn't blessed purposely due to who I was around. And they wouldn't have took it as well as getting certain blessings right then and there. Like, you know, it would, I can't give you this blessing now because the people you're around, whoever you with, it's going to be,
they're not part of what I got for you.
Exactly. So, you know, me being able to have a second chance at
life, whatever,
whatever the case is, and what I went through to show who people really were. Like, if I never went through what I went through, you never know where I would be or whatever the case may be. But it's like, I went through it so I can show you who this person really is.
Right.
Because you might not find out if you were still on a straight and narrow.
Right.
You know, now things could be in shambles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let you go through this. I'm giving you a second chance.
Right.
But in the same token, I'm showing you who people are so you can get out of that. So now when time comes, it's going to be a blessing and you can handle it better.
Right.
Have better people around you.
Right.
So on and so on. So,
and then also in that blessing, in the lesson, you still had to pay attention to your call to action. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, even though all of that was going on, you still had something, work you had to do. It wasn't it was things you had to do. Like, you had to pay attention to the fact this is the sign that I'm giving you. Mm-hmm. You had to also get rid of the people that I'm telling you to get rid of. You had to also do certain things that I'm telling you to do in order for it to happen. So did you recognize that you were more aware, like, okay, I see you trying to tell me something. Let me walk in my steps and do what I'm supposed to be doing. Whether it was get rid of somebody or stop hanging around people or whatever the case was. Because there's a call to action that we all have to discern and understand when he's giving you a call to action and to move when he say move.
At first, no. And like you said, you know, when you said you woke up out your sleep, you know,
right,
and so on. So at first, no, I didn't pay that no mind.
Right.
But then something happened, then like the very next day, something just came. Well, you know what? Nah, I'm not doing this.
Right. And you listen to it.
Whatever
that I'm not was, doing this. Right, right.
Whatever I had to go through when I said I'm not doing this no more.
Right.
And moved on. It's like, right. I'm not. This not. Right. This not. This
you was happen. Obedient yeah, in I you. Yes. I
nope. Can't.
Yes.
Can't do it. And like you don't. Like you said, you don't pay attention, but you just have that. Something that told you at that point in time when you said, I'm not doing this, or you wake up out of your sleep, or you have this, and that's I mean, you can explain it, but it's just like, that's when it hits you. It just, I guess, like you said, you got to pay attention. So I might have had multiple times.
Right, right.
He was giving me more chances.
Yes.
I guess it was just up to me to figure, you know what? This is it.
Right, because at that point, when that happens, like you said multiple times, and that's with me and with everybody else, you're just really prolonging your own blessing. You're prolonging it because he's patient, all that kind of stuff. It is sign after sign after sign after sign after sign, and never give up on you or anything like that. Wants you to get it, wants you to understand it, but you somewhere in your life not getting it, hanging around people you shouldn't be around, doing stuff you shouldn't be doing, in a relationship you shouldn't be in, or, you know, getting money somewhere you ain't supposed to be getting, or whatever the case is. And you're blinded to what's being told to you, your call to action. And it's not until he always does something, some traumatic thing to make you listen. Always shakes you up. Like, oh, you ain't listened the first 20 times? Watch this. You don't listen to this. You just out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And it's normally that one traumatic thing is when people, all of a sudden now, everybody, whoever it is, you just like, oh my God, it might be a traumatic event. Now you drop it to your knees. Well, he did it. So you could be obedient and you could ask for help. I'm here willing to bless you or willing to overcome or whatever the case is, but you have to do what you need to do and ask for my help. You're not exempt from the work. Mm-hmm. You are not exempt from the work. But the more you do the work, the more you walk in your steps, the more obedient that you are, the more faithful and patient that you are, these things are going to happen. I am a living testimony. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. There's pain in the lesson. It is what it is. The people say, oh, well, if that's the case, why this happened? Why that happened? To get your attention. That's why. Like, stop dwelling on this happening and that happening. Dwell on why it's happening. What can you do to change it? It's not just, life is not this easy thing. I think that's the problem people are having, because it's like they want it to be perfect because it's God, this and that, God is perfect, blah, 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 whatever the case is. No, he's not. Everybody knows that. His son isn't. Moses wasn't. He was a murderer. No, none of it. Don't get me started. So at the end of the day, it's not this perfect thing. And I think if everybody stopped thinking that it's this perfect thing that's supposed to happen, that's supposed to be rainbows and unicorns, and you don't have to do no work, and you don't have to pay attention, and you don't have to look at your surroundings, and you don't have to be discerned and faithful and all that kind of stuff, I think more people will understand.
Right. I totally agree. You still got to do your work.
Yes. I don't think people get that part.
You still got to do your work.
Yes.
Sit there and wait and say, all right, I'm going to just sit here and wait.
And just wait for it to come.
He still wants you to...
You got a call to action. You got stuff you got to do.
Sure.
Whatever the service is, you might be have a call to action. A call to service. Like, I'm not going to say everything, but like you. Yeah. Think about it. Think about it. I didn't know nothing about this new venture you was on. Like, you just like everybody else, you keep stuff to yourself until it happens. But the switch up, it's a call to action. It's a call to service. You sat there and you was patient. You didn't go back to the very thing you said you didn't want to go back to. You made it clear. I don't want to do that no more. You almost gave into it because of the, you know, financial reasons. But you was patient and you waited. You were still provided for in your season of waiting, in your season of patience. And look what happened. A door opened for something totally different. That's a call to action and a call of service, and you don't even know where it might take you. And it's all because you were patient and obedient in your lesson to get the blessing.
Ooh, that was it. Hey, that's ooh. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm right now. That's oh, my God. Jeez.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I have to tell you that. I have to show you that. Yeah. I have to. Mm-hmm. Yes. If it wasn't for no other reason, this is what it's for. I need people to understand it and get it. Like, it's not this perfect thing that you think it is. It's not this, it's just not. You gotta do work. You have to pay attention. It's a call to action, a call to duty. Like, you have to do it. So whatever it is that you're being called to do, just do it. Be faithful in it. Be patient in it. It may not happen when you want it to, but it's going to happen. But if you start to deter yourself and you start to have second thoughts, this is where things happen. Mm-hmm. The devil created cycles. The devil created generational cycles to keep us warped in our mind, to keep us bondage, to keep us hostage. That's why generational cycles be from generations to generations to generations. The same thing going on until that one anointed person, that one person comes and breaks it. The devil created generational cycles to keep us in that bondage. You got to know it. Maybe everybody don't know it, but I just told you. Just pay attention to it. Don't be scared of it. Don't be like, oh, no, I want to hear all that gaudy stuff. You better. It's real. But always remember, it's not this perfect thing. You have to work. You have to walk in your steps. You have to listen and you have to be obedient. There is something on the other side. It's not a game. It's not a joke. This is not something that I'm sitting here getting paid to say and nothing like that. I'm sharing it because it's happening. It happened to me. It's happening to my children. Anybody that's been following us for the past 2.5 years, you know where we started to where we are now. It wasn't for us to be these famous people and have millions of views a day and all that kind of stuff. It was for this very moment, for me to get my children to this very moment.
And that's the major thing. I don't know if y'all missed that. The thing that we didn't start the podcast for fame.
No.
It was never about that. It wasn't like, yeah, you know, people doing it and this is what's happening.
We're about to make some money.
We didn't care about none of that.
No. Absolutely not. Look at this. 2 years later. Man, y'all better look. Y'all better learn lessons from your mistakes to go through to the next level. It's not going to be easy to do. I get it. But I'm telling you, I just gave you all the tools. I just told you everything. Bet on yourself in your season. Bet on yourself in your season. You will not go wrong with that. You will not go wrong with that. You blessed every time. And I'm a part with one last thing because I got to tell it because if I don't tell it, I had this plant outside and I didn't even pay it no mind. I knew the plant needed water, but it was what it was. Tired sometimes, don't feel like dragging out the water hose. Whatever the case is, and especially these days now, I'm really going to make sure I get water. Right? So it's dead. The plant is dead. And I'm like, I'm going to pull it out of the dirt and start planting mums or whatever. Right? So, finally, I get the water hose, and I'm like, let me just, you know, water everything, cleaning up, whatever the case is. I wasn't even paying it no mind. My son said, oh, I didn't know these were real flowers because I saw bees around them, blah, 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 you did all this planting. So, I happened to look at the plant. When I tell you, came alive overnight, a bush with some flowers on it. I am not joking with you. Overnight, I had just watered it that day. This was the next morning, and I wasn't even paying it no mind because I'm like, it's dead. Let me just go start the mums. It's fall time coming, whatever the case is. And when he said something about the other flowers, it made me look at that one up, standing tall, strong, bushy, with new petals on it. This thing was crunched up like cray paper. Dead.
Wow. And that don't happen.
Did you hear what I said? Yeah. So that is when I knew what this episode was going to be about. Mm. I forgot about it. Didn't care about it. Didn't water it like I was supposed to. Thought I was done with it. I didn't care. But the emotion when I saw it bounce back. All I needed was some water, miss. All I needed was for you. I was thirsty. And now I'm back to my full self.
Because once they did.
I don't know what kind of plant this is.
Wow.
And that was a testimony in itself. Mm-hmm. You think it's over. You think you done. You think life has forsaken you. You think life is lifing. It's over. Whatever the case is. And all you got to do. All God going to do is sprinkle a little bit of water on you. All you got to do is have some faith and some patience. That flower sat right there and said, she going to look at me one day and she going to realize I need some water and then I'm go back to my original self. Wow. That flower waited.
Wow. That's amazing. That's right there, living proof.
Sir, you got a gym over there. I can't do it no more. I can't do it.
I do. I have
a
gym from the Miss Maya Angelou. You know? We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated.
Okay, now, I don't have to say nothing. Family, I want to thank you for listening. It is what it is. If it was for you, it was for you. If it wasn't, I get it. So at the end of the day, Yes. You know, like it was what it was. It. Like I had to do it. I was told to do it. I did it. And it is what it is.
Family healing.
And as always,
breaking cycles. I can't.
Amen.
As always, talk to you soon. Weirdo.
Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app on Mondays at 12 p.m. Just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678. And also Lounge 21 at 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at Lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles, and we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.